It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, quickly to Jeff Nowak, WWL Saints sideline reporter. Jeff, I saw this tweet of yours, and it says, if you don't feel like doing the math, 32% of the Saints roster is currently listed on the Saints injury report. Every position group is represented. You know, and I don't know if you and I have spoken about this before, but you can get a steak at Golden Corral. You can get a steak at Ruth's Chris, right? Both are steaks. You can talk about injuries in the NFL. And you can talk about injuries with the Saints. Both are injuries, but they're not the same thing. And I'm not trying to be an apologist for the Saints or anything, but I think you'd have to be a damn fool not to realize how hard the Saints have been hit by injuries. Thoughts?
Yeah, the problem is it's the same story every year, right? Like last year this time, we're talking about, well, Derek Carr dealing with an injury while the offensive line is hurt, while this, while that. And, you know, it gets old, and you gotta, it's tough to continue to look at that and say, well, this can't be disconnected from reality. This can't just be coincidental. There's got to be something that you can do to try to mitigate some of this. But no, I mean, it's
so how would you do that? Training off season training? How would you do that? How would you?
It's something that I know the team is looking at. You know, they're looking at getting more outdoor practices in, maybe get off the turf a little bit. But it's got to be something that they look at, because I don't know if there's anything you can make changes for in season. Right? I don't think it's anything you can fix in season. But it's, you know, a couple of years ago they brought in Matt Ray to kind of revamp that system, that whole part of the equation. And I think soft tissue injuries were down over the last couple of years. I don't think they've been down this year. So, but no, I mean, like you said, it's difficult to win that way when you're missing your entire interior offensive line. You don't have your starting quarterback. Your running back is banged up. You might be going into this game without either starting wide receiver. Chris Olave he's in concussion protocol. It's really tough to see him clearing that in 3 days. Rashid Shaheed is dealing with a knee injury now that they're kind of trying to figure out. And
We're a little bit pressed for time, Jeff. Let me work it the other way. Let me tell you who is not on the injury report list from the offense. Taliese Fuaga, Trevor Penning, Foster Moreau, Kamara, who is playing hurt, and Adam Prentice. That's who you got left.
Yeah. From the first string offense.
So that's serious. From the first string offense, yeah. And I know it's like, you know, the old next man thing up bit, but there are only so many people that can play NFL football at a high level caliber. Tell me about the defense and being banged up.
Yeah, well, the defense, they have a whole lot of problems. I mean, realistically speaking, the health is not the bigger issue on the defense. They had some injuries that game, but, you know, other than Pete Werner missing the last couple games, you know, you got Willie Gay back. They just haven't been able to tackle, and I don't think that's a health thing. I think that is a technique thing. That is a, you know, there's a lot of things that go into that, ankles, pursuit angles, you know, stuff like that. But at the end of the day, you gotta have some pride. You gotta go out there and make a tackle. You can't allow someone to run 55 yards with three guys, have them lined up and no one touches them. Like, that can't happen. So that's going to be something they have to fix. That's something they can fix. Like, that's the thing. There's some things you can't fix. You can't prevent people from getting hurt. You can't do any of that. But you can go make a tackle. You can fix that. And that's, if they can do that, then they have a chance to win these games. If they don't, it's going to be a whole lot more like wrestling.
Are you saying that goes to attitude? Because otherwise, and I saw Juwan Johnson last night. Juwan Johnson? Who's the tight end?
Juwan, yeah.
Juwan Johnson last night. I don't know why I say Juwana, but Juwan Johnson talking about, you know, he can't remember what people said with the rah-rah speeches. It's something within you that has to be there. And I was talking to Mike Dettelier about this yesterday. You know, if you or I do a bad show, Diane Newman, our boss, will let us know about it because she knows what we're supposed to do, we're not supposed to be doing. And it's the same thing in the NFL. That tape is there, and everybody's going to know what you did or didn't do. I just don't understand how the missed tackles have increased week to week to week. Tell me your thoughts. No, you're down there on the field.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a pride thing. I think it's go do your job, right? You know, and I don't know, like the first half I thought the defense played reasonably well in that game. The second half it kind of seemed like they let go of the rope a little bit. And, you know, when you're not scoring on offense, when you're kind of the ball run down your throat, that'll happen. But no, I think there's got to be some soul searching in that room this week. I hope there's been some uncomfortable conversations with some folks, because you know, if you got to make the tackles in front of you, you got to take advantage of the situations you're presented with. Like, you can control the things you can control. One of the things you can control is tackling that guy immediately in front of you. And if the Saints can start doing that, then we can start worrying about some of the other things. But if they can't tackle the running backs, they can't tackle a guy I've never heard of before named Sean Tucker, who had 30 career rushing yards going into that game and now has 166 career rushing yards, you're not going to win games. So it really is that simple.
So Dennis Allen said the tackling was atrocious. I'm just quoting him here. He said, you look at his record as a defensive coordinator, he can get it fixed. It's a short week. I mean, they just played on Sunday. Today's Tuesday. Tomorrow, night after tomorrow, they're playing another game. How do you fix that in that limited amount of time where everybody's beat up? Most of the time is going to be spent in a training room and watching film. I don't know how you fix that. Tell me.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like you're going to get out there and do a bunch of hard-hitting tackling drills. I mean, I think it's mental adjustments. It's understanding your keys and your technique and not getting away from it in those moments and going to make it a play. So I think that's really what it is. And, you know, honestly, I don't think there is a lot of physical adjustments you need to make. I think a lot of it is mental. And, you know, hopefully these guys are, you know, they're ticked off. They want to come out and prove that that wasn't a good picture of what they can be. And we'll see if they can do that.
I'm going to say one thing real quick. I did not see evidence that anybody quit on Dennis Allen. I did see some sloppiness. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I think it was I don't think that's what you're looking at now in terms of quitting on a team. I think it's just you let go of the rope a little bit. The game got away from you, and you know, you didn't execute when you needed to. I think that's something they got to fix.
Thank you, Jeff. Hope we talk to you again soon. Our time's limited. Jeff Nowak, sideline reporter. Pleasure as always. We'll take a break. Dave Cohen's in next for Newell. We'll talk to him. The People's Health Center, 3017 Vets in Metairie here on WWL.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.